Center at Community.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. Our temperature at WRCO is 33 degrees. We're headed toward 54 a little bit later on today. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 34, and Saturday 62 with sunshine. 33, that's the overnight low in the current reading. This news update is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Richland Center Police Chief Billy Jones reports that on Tuesday, officers from the Richland Center Police Department were dispatched to the Richland Center Walmart for an altercation involving one person being hit in the head with a baseball bat. When arriving on the scene, officers learned from witnesses that the suspect, Zayden Miller, had left Walmart in a silver 2022 Chevy Malibu. Officers began rendering first aid to the victim and gathering information about the suspect. Officers learned that the altercation was the result of a jealous relationship situation. While officers and deputies were attempting to locate Miller, information was received that he was traveling to the Lone Rock area. Richland County Dispatch contacted Sauk and Iowa counties for assistance with locating Miller. The Avoca Police Department observed Miller's 2022 Chevy Malibu traveling at a high rate of speed on Highway 133 westbound into the village of Avoca. Due to safety concerns, a pursuit was not initiated, but the vehicle was followed at a safe distance. The vehicle traveled through the village of Avoca and continued westbound toward the village of Muscadet. It was later learned that Miller's vehicle became disabled from damage caused by hitting a deer. When the vehicle and Miller were located, he was sitting in the vehicle, which was parked on the side of the road in Grant County. Grant County deputies took Miller into custody without further incident on the charges related to the Richland Center Walmart incident. Zayden S. Miller, 19, of Richland Center, was arrested for child abuse, substantial battery, first-degree reckless endangering safety, and disorderly conduct. The case has been forwarded to the Richland County District Attorney's Office for prosecution. A team representing the Riverdale Junior High School will take part in the Wisconsin Energy Institute's 2024 Wisconsin Kidwind Challenge, which will be held in the Discovery Building at UW-Madison on Saturday starting at 9 a.m. There will be a total of 19 elementary, middle, and high school teams taking part from Wisconsin and Northern Illinois. Each team has either designed a small-scale wind turbine or a solar device, which will be tested at the event and presented to a panel of expert judges with a chance to advance to the 2024 World Kid Win Challenge that will be held in Minneapolis in May. For more information about the 24 Wisconsin Kid Win Challenge, you can contact the coordinator of the event, Allison Bender, Outreach and Events Coordinator, by email at agbender@wisc.edu or by phone at 608-890-0946. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in the Madison area next week. The White House says Harris will highlight what bills the administration's ongoing commitment to expand registered apprenticeship programs and creating good-paying union jobs. Harris chairs the White House Task Force on Worker Organizing and Empowerment and will be joined in Madison by Acting Secretary of Labor Julie Sue. This will be Harris's sixth trip to Wisconsin as Vice President. A Wisconsin healthcare provider will charge a fee for messages sent to doctors and other medical professionals. Group Health Cooperative says it'll be charging $10 as a flat fee for messages that take more than 5 minutes to read and reply to. Company reps say it's in response to more patients sending more messages. They say the network gets 27,000 messages a month, one of the highest on MyChart. Patients will not be charged the fee if the provider starts the conversation. If you want to help support UW Health's cancer research and you're in the Madison area this weekend, why not go bowling for colons? Dr. Noel LeConte says it's got a funny name because it draws attention. LeConte says there are still lanes open at Ten Pin Alley in Fitchburg and Schwegler Lanes in Madison. The event is Sunday starting at 9 and also at 1 o'clock as well. The Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety is working to stop violence before it happens. On Thursday, Attorney General Josh Call kicked off a series of 11 training sessions around the state at Black Hawk Technical College in Janesville. Call said that the practices include threat assessment and preventing mass attacks in public spaces. The training is aimed at assisting professionals from law enforcement, public safety educators, school personnel, mental health professionals, and other community members who are involved in risk detection. DOJ has reallocated $1,340,000 in American Rescue Plan Act funds to sustain the Office of School Safety through this year. Republican lawmakers rejected funding in the state budget. Local and aspiring poets are invited to attend the Driftless Poets Workshop, which is sponsored by Shake Rag Alley in Mineral Point, Saturday, March 9th at 2 at the Ellery House and also on Zoom. The workshop is free, but donations are welcome. To register for the Zoom link, go online to shakeragalley.org. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that raises the cost for bow and crossbow deer hunting licenses for out-of-state residents. The Republican-authored measure raises the cost of the licenses by an additional $35 to $200. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the increase will generate an additional $543,000 annually for the state's fish and wildlife account. The DNR has projected that dwindling license sale revenue will leave the account with a nearly $16 million deficit heading into the next state budget. Evers signed the bill privately on Thursday. Veterans who are exposed to toxins and other hazardous materials will be able to apply for VA health care as soon as March 5th. This means all veterans who served in the Vietnam War, Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, the Global War on Terror, or any other combat zone after 9/11 will be eligible to enroll directly in VA health care without first applying for VA benefits. You can visit va.gov/pact for more information.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Today's forecast calls for sunshine and a high of 54, mild conditions. We could have a south wind between 10 and 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 34. Saturday's high, 62 with sunshine. Saturday night, some clouds and 42. And up to an unbelievable high again on Sunday of 71 with a 30% chance of rain showers at night. Yesterday's high was 49. We dipped down to 40 at midnight and now currently to our overnight low, which is 33 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sports Time. It's sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. There were some good games in girls basketball last night. Boys basketball will set the stage for regional semifinals tonight. And the Bucks won against the Hornets last night. When the look is casual, the name is Mr. G's. When the emphasis is on activewear, the name is Mr. G's, because Mr. G's Clothing truly is a special clothing store. Now is the best time to update your casual wear for spring and summer with a selection you'll find at Mr. G's. Choose from all the top names, from casual to activewear, and from dress shoes to work boots. The name is Mr. G's. Mr. G's in the Richland Square, in Richland Center, and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
Pecatonica Argyle won 69-50 over Wazika Steuben in a WIAA girls sectional semifinal game played at Richland Center High School last night. The winners never trailed on the way to a 45-23 halftime lead. Sophomore Kylie Butler eclipsed 1,000 points for her high school basketball career. She had 30 points last night. Wazika Steuben's final season record is 24-3. Allie Wall scored 12. Elizabeth Wright had 11. Moving on now for the next level, it will be Argyle Pecatonica moving on to take on Cochrane Fountain City on Saturday afternoon at Portage High School after Cochrane Fountain City defeated Royal 46-31 last night. In Division 4, Cuba City advances to Wisconsin Dells to play Neillsville. Cuba City 70-48 over New Glarus, and Neillsville was a winner over Westfield 52-38. It was Winnebago Lutheran over Poinette 63-55 as well. And in Division 3 girls basketball, Edgewood over Edgerton 43-21. In D2, West Salem over Onalaska 62-47. McFarland beat Elkhorn 63-49. Boys basketball regional semifinal games tonight in a really loaded Division 5 sectional. Some good games tonight on the second night of the tournament, including two teams with 21 wins each, Ithaca playing at North Crawford. Coach Chris Wettstein of North Crawford agrees the league has improved greatly in the Ridge and Valley.
Yeah, it was definitely the best our conference has been since I've been here, top to bottom. Each team had one or two really standout players that if you let them kind of get going, any team could beat you on any given night, which is, it's a credit to, I think, our conference. So it was definitely a fun and challenging year.
Ithaca coach Mike Benson says the team needs to shore up the basics tonight.
You have to keep your turnovers down at this time of the year now. You got to make your free throws, especially down the stretch, but even throughout the whole game. If you get the chance to get to the line, you got to take advantage of it, especially if it's, you know, a bonus, a one-and-one. Definitely have to make the first, you know, obviously want to make both, but definitely got to make the first or you don't even get the second shot. every little thing on all these games going forward is going to be huge.
Ithaca at North Crawford. Boys basketball tips off at 7 o'clock. We'll have it this evening on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Hillsboro, an eighth seed, tries to knock off number one seed Potosi tonight at Potosi. River Ridge will host DeSoto, and Highland will be at Cashton. It's also Royal taking on Alma Pepin. In other action from D5 boys basketball tonight, Fall River will be at Scholesburg. Southwestern hosts Argyle, and Barneveld hosts Pecatonica. In Division 4, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Lancaster at Cuba City. It's Westby playing at Belleville, and Broadhead at Darlington. And in Division 3, Platteville will host Mauston. Prairie du Chien is at Lodi. Wisconsin Dells entertains Viroqua, and the River Valley Blackhawks, following their win over Edgewood on Tuesday night, will play at second-seeded New Glarus this evening. The Bucks own the Charlotte Hornets. Thursday's 111-99 victory on the road was the fourth time Milwaukee beat the struggling Hornets. It moves the Bucks into a virtual tie with Cleveland for second place in the NBA Eastern Conference. Well, they trail the Cavaliers by percentage points. 24 points by Giannis Antetokounmpo led the way in their fourth straight win. Giannis and Bobby Portis each had 10 rebounds. The Bucks are back into action tonight in Chicago against the Bulls. It isn't clear how long Marquette senior guard Tyler Kolek will be sidelined. He left the game early on Wednesday night. The timeout is going to be undetermined.
And I've seen a couple of them, like, they're gone. Assured
of making the postseason.
I mean, that's just kind of a sign that, like, we did reach people because
so far
they're going on their own time. It's not like
Benjamin's
there's anybody there that they need to, like,
seeking a
check
third
in with
win
and be
over
like,
a ranked opponent.
Hey, can I get a quick
hit?
Like, it's all, like,
this weekend.
Pretty down
Tickets
low. They can stay anonymous
for the Big
and everything.
Ten
it's not, like,
game. Wisconsin
all
has
out
lost
there,
its
so
last six meetings
they
with
went
the Illini.
There for their own
the visitors
personal
are ranked
benefit,
13th,
and they picked it up,
and they
which,
come into the game with a 21-7 record.
Because I'm like, oh,
12-5 conference mark is good for second place.
It's just nice to see that we're actually making
an impact. Coach Greg Gard's team has a 13-15
It's just got, like, some information in there and
record so
it's got
far
some candy
year.
And stuff like
an
that. Like, it's just
at Oregon
got
State will
some
join
nice
Packers coach Matt LaFleur's staff as a defensive backs coach. Anthony Perkins coached
big
with
thing,
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers
do,
for two
big,
seasons,
one of the
starting
tougher things
in
you'll do
2017.
In life get off nicotine.
I'm Phil Nee.
Yeah,
that's an update on sports.
It's really, really addicting. And you know,
a Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractor.
Oh, it's not that bad. And then it's like they can't go without it. Like, it's dangerous because they need it. Like, they need it to live, basically. And it's just, it's really sad to see that. And, you know, that's why these quick kits, I think it's really powerful to see that they are helping, because then we'll keep restocking, because obviously it's doing something for our school and community.
How easy is it for students to get a hold of vaping products and things like that?
I think from what I've just heard around the school in the hallways, it's pretty easy. I mean, I know it's not like one particular group of friends that's doing it. It's a whole bunch of different groups of friends that have it or do this stuff. And I know that people buy and then give it to them because they're like friends with some people who are old enough to buy. And then it's just, it's everywhere in our school right now, and it is going down, which is good, but it's still a huge problem in our school, which is why we're still we're fighting so hard against it, because we know how dangerous it is, and we know the effects of it, so we're really just trying to help those people.
And how they can disguise it. I'm amazed at the different apparatuses that they can have for vaping. Pens and...
Yeah, there's, like, different designs where they can, like, literally make it look like a pen for school, and then it's literally a vape. Like, it's like, I don't know, it's just crazy to me that it's so disguised and people can just get away with that stuff. And I don't know, it's just strange why it's like that. Like, it's designed to target kids, and I just think it's awful, because I don't even know, it's just like, why are they doing that? And with all of our, like, our sticker shock, like, they took it down. And I'm not trying to offend anybody, but they took it down, and it literally was just talking about the youth. And I just don't think it should have been that big of a problem if they aren't selling to the youth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not trying to offend anybody, but that's just where my head's at with that.
Right. And all the topics about the different flavors, you know, bubble gum and things like that to make it more palatable, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. They're targeting it at people that don't know everything that's in there, the effects of it, And it's just kind of awful because then they're hooked and it's not their fault at all, but then they can't get off of it. And then they don't want to go to somebody because they're scared they might get in trouble or they might be judged or something like that. So then Youth for Change is just kind of like a safe place for them to like go. And if they need help, like we're there for them. And that's what like we want them to know. And I think we have been getting that message across with everything we've been doing. So.
Oh, it sounds like you're doing a wonderful job. Let's move over to Maddie again. Maddie, let's talk about how hard it is to kind of be a part of the community and things like that, and where things like, you know, especially alcohol, we're talking alcohol a little bit, how that is a priority for some people, isn't it?
Yeah, so I think that a lot of people in this community can really agree with me and really sympathize with the story that I share with people, and that when I was a kid, I was pretty exposed to different types of substances. Like, I definitely saw the effects that alcohol had on families and how quickly people's mannerisms would change and how willing they would become to, like, disregard safety almost, because you kind of lose control of your thoughts and you're just not the same. And seeing that as a kid, it really made me think that it made me make a promise to myself that I would not drink, especially when I was underage, and I would definitely not drink excessively as an adult. And the saddest part about this experience is that you just know there are so many other people who have stories just like mine, or even worse. Like, I've heard stories from kids who have horrible situations. And the resiliency you see in the youth is absolutely astounding to me, and it's so inspiring to me, and that's a huge reason why I think our prevention measures are so important, especially in kids, because if you give them a foundation to work on, you'll see a lot of times kids will really aspire to make things better for themselves. And so I just think it's really important within communities to make the community stronger. You have to give the youth especially a solid foundation, because they are going to be our next leaders and the next generation of people who are going to try to do things we're doing to make things better for the next generation, for them as well.
Yeah, moving, as you mentioned, to the point where you're at right now, that's not common. A lot of times, you know, you're exposed to it as a youth or whatever. Sometimes, I don't want to say it's hereditary, but sometimes you do, you know, from your environment, you kind of just fall into that same routine, don't you?
Yeah, you definitely see a generational cycle of alcoholism. And then you have, of course, like tobacco use and just different substances. I think it's really hard when you're surrounded by that kind of thing as a kid to shake it off. So sometimes it takes somebody to tell you that it's okay not to do these things, to really help you out to make those right decisions. Like for me, I had an older brother who did not drink at all. And that kind of just made me realize that you don't have to do things like that, if you know what I mean. It just gives you a base to work off of and really just affirm to yourself that you can make things better for yourself and not feel left out or like a freak for not doing these things that everybody around you seems to be doing.
Yeah, well said. Mara, anything you'd like to add in terms of the conversation that we've had in terms of making a difference? And is it inspiring to talk to young people when you go to these schools?
Yeah, it's definitely inspiring. And I really agree with everything that all of my friends have said today, because they've all just done so much in the work we do with Youth for Change that it's just really inspiring what they all do and what Betsy does.
Yeah. So are you seeing some lessons? Are you seeing some things, not only that you've learned, but some students around the school have learned?
Yeah. Students around the school, like, people are learning that, like, nicotine and tobacco and alcohol and other drugs like that, those aren't things that you need to be cool or you need to fit in. Like, you can do things like if your friends are doing it, you don't have to do it. And like, we're very against like peer pressure and stuff, and that's what I think a lot of people are learning with Youth for Change, is that it's not something that just because everyone is doing it doesn't mean you have to.
Sounds like a fun group to be a part of here, and you're weekly or whatever it is, three times a month visits, does it kind of maybe reinvigorate you and things like that?
Yeah, I really enjoy going to the meetings because we really talk about upcoming things because we're always doing so much. Like we always have at least like three upcoming events or something that we talk about. And those really, those really help re-inspire you to keep going in the fight, I guess, for prevention.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things we haven't talked about yet, but we're coming up on the spring season. We're coming up on the prom season. We're coming up on graduation season. And not an easy time to be a young person, is it?
No, I think it's definitely a culture that's pretty normalized in our generation of alcohol and sort of a rite of passage for vaping and drinking and stuff. And I think that it is a tough time to be a teenager now, at least in regards of alcohol and drugs. But I think Youth for Change really helps with that. They help tell the youth that there's a place to go and that nobody's alone in trying to stay clean and sober.
Well said. Kate, we want to bring you into the conversation as well. You know, as far as the social media, some things, what are some things Youth for Change are doing in terms of trying to reach out and get the word out?
Yeah, so I do a lot for the social media, and I don't know, I'm not an expert in social media, but I try to focus on education and showing the facts about these things, but also giving examples of what we're doing and who's in it and showing that we're a really big presence in the high school and in the community.
So they did a wonderful job today. Thanks for coming in, all of you. Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Tom, as we talk now, we're into a new month. How about that?
Isn't it something? It just seems to happen every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Are you getting anxious for mowing and all those kind of things coming?
Well, I am. And we've been selling a lot of lawnmowers. We're just ending a program and now going into whatever's available in March. We don't even know at this point in time. But lawnmowers are, it's 'tis the season, as they say, with this warm weather and everything coming up. And it's a good time to stop in at Mueller Implement because two reasons. One, we have a huge selection and we have old price. And then we're running some of our own programs here, so when you walk through the door, we're in that negotiating mood. So if you'd like to come and wheel and deal, now's the time to stop and talk to Mueller Implement. And it's a great time to stop in because good selection, and we'll end up getting what you want. But really the other thing we have going right now is Husqvarna has a fantastic sale going on. All their commercial items, whether it's saws, weed eaters, whether it's pole saws, etc., hedgers, they're 20% off, and then all the homeowners are 10% off, and that runs all the way to the middle of March. So it's a great deal. Never seen the two tied together like this before. And along with that, if you're looking for a tractor, our Husqvarna tractors have $200 and $300 rebates and some easy-to-get financing. So good time to visit us. It's also a great time to get your mower in right now, Phil, because it won't be very long. We'll be cutting grass. The actual truth of the matter is that yesterday, for us, our neighbors were out disking their lawn or their farm. And you know what? That's early. We had some February disking going on. So
wow.
We're ready for spring.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's a good time if you've got a little bit of maybe a tax rebate coming your way. You got a place to find something to buy there at Mueller Implement, I'm sure.
Well, it's a selection beyond none. When you walk through the door, you're actually walking into one of the largest dealerships in the country, not only in lawn and garden, but saws and et cetera. We try to be competitive along with the fact that we have probably the best service in the world. all those tie into having a relationship with you. So we're a family company, so we really want to deal with somebody that appreciates good service and wants great products and don't want to buy what we call junk. Because literally, you should buy it once and that's it. And that should last you the rest of your lifetime. So we approach things totally different than our mass market competitors, but that's fine. They have to have a place out there, too, and, of course, they do what they can. Key is to get to Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing, and, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, beside us, their lights are on today, Phil, so I think they're still open. And I would tell you they're a great place to stop and visit. They have some great deals, too. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.muellerrental.com, you will see all of our specials. Or go to Craigslist on the left-hand side. Punch in Mueller, and you'll see all of our used mowers along with all the other specials we have. We have a good selection of everything right now. Best thing to do is get your program in route, get your servicing done on your machines that need to be done, and don't wait because spring's going to be early this year.
Yes, it is. See all the used mowers, maybe the used lawnmower salesman as well at Mueller Implement, right?
You bet. Same guy selling new ones. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is. Amazing. Tom, thanks for joining us.
You bet. You take care.
Tom Mueller at Mueller Implement in Dodgeville for our weekly report here on WRCO.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
Called him up.